How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 77 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on to iTunes and search Locked On Thunder to subscribe to the podcast there. You can leave a review once you're on that page also. And find us on audioboom.com too. Log on to normantranscript.com and check out my blog, Thunder Road, under the sports tab on the site for more Thunder coverage. I'm on every day of the week. Last episode of the week, I'm sure it's a sad one for many Thunder listeners, not only because you're losing me for a whole weekend, a whole 48 hours you're going to have to do without Locked On Thunder, but there's also that loss that the Thunder sustained on Thursday night. I'm very sorry to tell you the Thunder did lose on Thursday night to the Warriors, in case you missed it, which I assume you didn't, because I assume it's all over, and I assume you're just checking normantranscript.com and checking Locked On Thunder all you possibly can, just so you know what's going on with the Thunder. Warriors won that game 122-96. Thunder got out to an early lead. They were up 10 in the first quarter. After that, it was all Warriors. It was all Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant had 39 points. He really went off. He was tremendous in that game. I know Thunder fans, for some reason, they get upset with me when I talk about Kevin Durant, even when I talk about him in the context of the Warriors. It's like, you know, he's a person that exists. He happens to be a pretty darn good NBA player. So we're going to talk about Kevin Durant. We're going to talk about some trash talk. Let's talk about the trash talk first. Contentious basketball game. Like, you knew it would be intense. You knew the fans would be nuts, obviously. Didn't honestly expect a contentious basketball game. Didn't expect Jeremy Grant and Kevin Durant to go at it with him. Well, go at it's the wrong word, but Jeremy Grant dunked on Kevin Durant, stared him down. And Durant went off after that. You know, everyone's talking about the dunks and his kind of verbal jabs. And then Dennis Kanter, who was yelling stuff at him from the bench, and Steven Adams kind of gave Kanter a little knee tap to clearly tell him to calm down there. The TV broadcast brought that all up. A lot of those guys talked after the game, just about kind of the intensity on the court and the intensity between those two teams and between Durant and, you know, Russell Westbrook talked about the trash, you know, how the Warriors were, said something along the lines of, like, I guess they're trash talking now. It'll be interesting next time these two teams play. January 18th, that's in Oracle again. First time they play in Oklahoma City, February 11th. Wish they had that game. Wish the first game was in Oklahoma City. That'd be nice. That would be a lot better. It would just be a better atmosphere. It's a lot nicer. I talked about this on the preview podcast when I had Danny LaRue on. It's better when you have the team that's going to have the more passionate fan base toward that person. So in this case, it's obviously Oklahoma City toward Kevin Durant. It's nice when they have that game at the actual stadium. You know, Danny called it the aggrieved fan base. It's nice when you have the agreed fan base hosting the first time. It just helps with the atmosphere. But still, great atmosphere at Oracle. It's always loud there. The fans are always crazy there. The Warriors fans are always nuts. People say that they're bandwagon. I don't know where people get that from. Like, I'm sure there are bandwagon Warriors fans because they've been to the finals 2 years in a row and they've won one. But, like, this has consistently been one of the most passionate fan bases in the entire league. So I don't know where people get that from. Interesting thing that people took away. So Jeremy Grant dunked on Kevin Durant. The DeGrantula. That was the DeGrantula dunk right there. He dunked on him to give the Thunder a 29-19 lead with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. 10-point lead, biggest lead of the Thunder game of the game for the Thunder. After that, Durant went off. He had 10 points the rest of the quarter, and you know, it was a 1-point game by the end of the third, even though it was a 10-point game, or by the end of the first, even though 3 minutes earlier it was a 10-point game, and Durant went nuts, and he finished with 39, and he was just hitting threes, and he finished with an and one on Jeremy Grant, which he said something to him, which I most certainly will not repeat on this podcast, but it was something. Durant was just awesome. He played so well and was scoring like crazy and scoring with ease and getting easy shots and hitting the tough ones. And people blamed a lot of that on Jeremy Grant waking up Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant said something after the game, too, in which he talked about, you know, how getting dunked on like that, it kind of wakes you up. He talked about that. He said that outwardly. And maybe I'm willing to admit some of that. Like, I don't know. I got dunked on once. I will tell that story on the podcast another time. It's actually a great story. I'll tell that podcast another time. I've told it on Twitter before, but it's pretty funny. I'll tell it at a time where I think my listeners might have a little bit more of a humorous attitude when they're listening to the podcast. I wasn't particularly motivated after I got dunked on, but Kevin Durant is also way more of a competitor than I am, so I'll give that to him. I'm sure it does motivate him, and that's fine. Yeah, I'm sure that does kind of wake him up and that kind of stuff. You know what else happened when Kevin Durant went on that run, though? Like, from a basketball sense, you know what happened? Jeremy Grant had that dunk with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. And at the 250 mark in the first quarter, 10 seconds later, 10 seconds off the game clock later, Russell Westbrook came out of the game. The reserves came into the game. Kevin Durant went on a run against the Thunder reserves. That's what happened. And that might be the scariest part of this entire Warriors team. It's that they have so many good players, they have so many All-NBA players, that they're staggering Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry, and this is something they've been doing in all five of their games. They're staggering Durant and Curry, and they're playing Durant with the second unit. They did it all preseason too. They're playing Durant with the second unit. And Durant is just going to feast on second units. Like, the thing about the Durant MVP argument is that, like, people say that Durant's going to lose shots. Like, I don't think he's going to lose that many shots anyway. And his efficiency is going to go way up also, because he's going to be getting better shots. But he's just going to feast on second units. He is going to wreck second units all year. And that's what happened with the Thunder. I mean, look, the Thunder second unit didn't play well. But if you look at the plus minuses from the starters and the second unit guys, like, the starters' plus minuses aren't great. Steven Adams had a plus 15 net rating in this game, for the record. Like, when Steven Adams was on the floor, the Thunder outscored the Warriors by 7. That's a weird thing to see. But, like, Sabonis was minus 6. Robertson was minus 6. The Thunder, the starters weren't great. They didn't play well. They got out to that early lead, and they got beat pretty bad after that. But they weren't horrible. They weren't what lost this game. What lost this game was the second quarter, really. Thunder lost by 26. They got outscored 37-11 in the second quarter. So they lost by 26, and they got outscored by 26 in the second quarter alone. They tied the rest of the game. Obviously, the Warriors were on cruise control and played differently, and, like, that doesn't actually mean anything. The Warriors crushed them. But that second quarter was what did it in, and a lot of that came against the reserve unit. The run at the end of the first quarter against the reserve unit. Kevin Durant is just, that dude is going to crush second units all year. It's going to be an unbelievable thing to watch. And the Thunder were the victims of it. The Thunder were the victims of it on Thursday night. You know what you can make sure you don't get crushed on, though? Buying seats for actual games. The NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in or at the game for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside, the club seats, or the upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket, because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck, too. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on those tickets, you just download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, and click Add a Promo Code. Enter the promo code LO Thunder, LO like locked on, and SeatGeek is going to send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LO Thunder today.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I forgot in some ways how big of a game this was for Kevin Durant. I think a lot of people did, honestly. You know, you heard the talk about it the whole night, or the whole week, or the whole month, or the whole summer even. Like the first time Russell Westbrook goes up against the Warriors, what's his line going to be? He's such a competitor. What's he going to end up doing? And Russ didn't shoot the ball particularly well. He did some other stuff well. He finished with 20, 10, and 6. It's amazing that his lines are so spectacular now that when he's 20, 10, and 6, it's like it's a quiet game. But he turned the ball over. He was kind of indiscriminately driving to the rim. They really struggled to create space in this game. I mean, they got Adams open early. They got Adams with some shots early, and the Warriors were just packing the paint, not guarding guys on the outside. They struggled to create threes. There were some real issues there, which I'll get to in a little bit. But I forgot in some ways how big of a game it was for Kevin Durant too. We talked about it the whole time, like, what kind of line is Russell Westbrook going to put up? But like Kevin Durant, I know people say he's not a people don't say it. The hottest takes on the internet say Kevin Durant's not a competitor because he went to the Warriors, right? I don't think the average person thinks that. I really don't think the average person thinks that. Because Kevin Durant is a competitor. And Kevin Durant he was clearly getting competitive. And I don't just say that because he dropped a 39. I say that because of the jawing, because of the actual attitude that he carried himself with on Thursday night. You could tell he was playing a little bit more of an emotional game than you're used to seeing Kevin Durant play. So the Thunder did, from a Thunder perspective, the Thunder did struggle schematically in this game. Defensively, they weren't nearly as good as they were against Los Angeles. And that's to be expected. I mean, the Clippers have a great offense, but this is so much different. It's so much different of an animal. I mean, with the way they spread the floor, with the way they spread on the pick and roll, with Sabonis having a guard Draymond Green early, I mean, that's just such a tough assignment for him. Him having to guard Blake Griffin and then Draymond Green. Man, that's rough. That's rough for a rookie who started now 5 games. That's not easy. But offensively, I mean, defensively, they're going to get it together. Offensively, this is something that's going to carry over. We saw it against Philadelphia. We saw it against Phoenix. We saw it against the Lakers. We saw it against the Clippers even. Teams aren't guarding the Thunder on the perimeter. And now, even with Ersan Ilyasova gone, there's even less shooting to go around. There's just not a lot of shooting on this team. And Russell Westbrook's indiscriminately driving at the hoop, and there are just a million defenders there waiting for him. It's just harder for him. He's better when he's in penetration, and it's harder to be in penetration when guys are there waiting for you. I mean, that's just a fact. And if the Thunder, if they're going to struggle to get to the rim, if they're not going to open up shots for Steven Adams, you know, they got him shots early. They've gotten away from him progressively throughout games. I think they really do need to make more of a conscious effort to get him the ball. And I think he needs to make more of a conscious effort to know that he's got to be an integral part of the offense. Like, Steven Adams is so, he's so, it's not that he's unselfish, because he's absolutely unselfish, but that's not what the issue is. It's that he's so aware of being unselfish. he doesn't want to be selfish. He doesn't want, because he's never been a guy at a high, high, high level. You know, talking college, NBA. He's never been that guy who you're going to go to and say, get me a bucket. But he's kind of that guy now. He's got to be one of their primary offensive options. He's good enough now. And it's not selfish for him to want to take more shots, for him to demand the ball. It's not selfish. It's good offense. But I think Steven has never wanted to be a guy who's been selfish. And in the past, if he took that mentality, if he took that mentality in 2013 when he first came into league, yeah, it would have been selfish because he couldn't do it. Now he can do it very clearly. Very clearly. He had a sick spin move to get a bucket in the first quarter. Had another nice hook shot. Had another nice floater. I mean, he's got moves. He's versatile. He's a legitimately good big man scorer. He's not DeMarcus Cousins, but he's a legitimately good big man scorer. And the Thunder need to find a way to make sure to get him the ball, especially when he's hot off the bat. The foul trouble for him obviously didn't help, but the Thunder need to find a way to get him the ball consistently throughout games. And he needs to be, I think, more aggressive in putting it up because he is good. He is legitimately good. And I think he'll realize that. He knows he's good, but it's just, you know, it's hard to change that mentality. It's tough to change that mentality. You know, you played a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to switch over. I think he's going to get there for sure. Because the guy works his butt off, and he's good. And all of this comes from a good place. You know, wanting to be a good teammate, wanting to play hard, wanting to win. That's where all of this comes from. It's all from a great place. And guys aren't just going to come in and turn it on. And I think anybody would rather have someone who has the skill set and you need to teach to be more aggressive than someone who doesn't have the skill set wants to just go out there and chuck. I think someone would take the former over the latter any day of the week. And I think Steven's going to get there, but it's something, you know, this is all part of, like, when people talk about how the Thunder are, you know, they're still learning how to be cohesive. They're still learning how to play together. They're still learning their strengths. They're still learning their weaknesses, all that kind of stuff. This goes hand in hand with that. This is part of it. And figuring out the Steven Adams stuff, figuring out when he's best, where he's best, how he's best, how they can get in the ball best, and figuring out, he individually figuring out how aggressive he needs to be, that'll take a little bit of time. They're going to get there with that because Steven Adams is too good. He's just too good now. I mean, he's one of the best centers in the entire league at this point. They're going to get there, but they just need to figure out a way to get there is all. The reason that the Warriors packed the paint against the Thunder, how about this stat? How about this one? This is crazy. I looked this up after the game. The Thunder right now are 30 for 99 on what SportView data classifies as an open three. 30 for 99. That's 30.1% on open threes. Open threes are 4 feet of room or more. That's open. That's I combined open and very open threes, which are the two. So 4 feet of room or more. So basically, you got an open shot. And they are shooting 30% on those threes. That's a problem. That's why guys aren't guarding them on the perimeter. And a lot of these are on kickouts that are rimming out. Some guys aren't shooting as well, and it's five games, and this stuff's going to come up. But that's got them near the bottom of the league. And the Thunder do project with their personnel to be near the bottom of the league in a statistic like that. It's one of the reasons why driving lanes are closing up. It's one of the reasons why it was tough to get Adams the ball throughout the game because the Warriors were putting tons of guys in the paint, and that's where Steven Adams operates. You know, that's one of the reasons. But that's a stat to monitor because if they continually are not hitting open shots, that's a problem. You got to hit the open ones. You got to find guys who hit the open ones, and that's, you know, make or miss. Five games again, insanely small sample size. It's not something to freak out about. But it is kind of in line with what you might project about this roster because there aren't quite three-point shooters on this roster and Anthony Morrow hasn't played a ton. And Alex Abrines hasn't played a ton. And now Arsene Ilyasova is gone. And so there really aren't a lot of shooters who you're going to play on this roster. And that's that is really in line with that. Short episode today because I got an early flight in the morning and it's late and I'm on West Coast time and all that stuff. Off for the weekend after this. Remember, I'm on every weekday, Monday through Friday. You can head on to iTunes to subscribe to Locked On Thunder if you have questions or comments. Email lockedonthunder@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Fred Katz, FredKatz, and log on to normantranscript.com for all your Thunder needs. You can check out Thunder Road once you're there to follow team coverage and what's next for the Thunder on the site. That's going to do it for today. All for the weekend. Back Monday. Timberwolves are on Saturday. Got another game Monday, so be previewing that, wrapping up Timberwolves, all the good stuff for Monday's episode. Until then, Locked On Thunder is locking up.